All you ask for in life is just to try to make it simple, and this band is not that.
Give a warm welcome to Broken Social Scene!
There was some kind of renaissance going on around 2000 in Toronto. The creativity was on fire.
There was the freedom to just do whatever the hell you want.
So we just started hanging out in the basement.
It became a real hub real fast. It was basically guest after guest.
There was something about the camaraderie that was just super fun.
You knew that you were a part of something that was just really awesome.
The new documentary, It's All Gonna Break, describes the birth of Broken Social Scene, the iconic Canadian indie band that is still going strong 25 years later. It's directed by cinematographer and friend of the band, Stephen Chung. The intimate documentary says that it portrays how friendships, relationships, business, and art blend together over the course of the band's arc and how they create music on their own terms. Please welcome to the show, Stephen Chung, the director. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having us, Billy.
No worries. Did you have a lot of fun last night? There was a premiere in Alora of your film.
Oh, you know what? I didn't get to attend, unfortunately. But
today at 2.
I'll be there today.
Oh, you'll be there today at 2?
Yes, I'll be there at 2.
Wonderful. Okay, why did you think it was important to document Broken Social Scene?
Well, you know what? I didn't think it was important in the beginning. I thought I was just doing it because I was hanging out with my friends.
Right.
It was just that, you know, they were making music and, you know, I wanted to hang out and I loved what they were doing. So it seemed like the natural thing for me to do because I don't play an instrument. The only thing I know how to play is a camera, and I know how to play records, but that's it.
So you just started sort of filming them for fun, kind of thinking, well, you didn't have it in your brain when you were doing it.
No, it's just kind of my way to participate and, you know, be able to hang out with them without just sitting around.
That's awesome.
So everybody else is playing an instrument, so I figure I should do the same.
Did they ever say to you, can you please stop filming us every 2 seconds?
All the time. All the time. There was a cut one time that we had, like, you know, and we put all the times that Kevin or somebody said, can you turn the camera off, Stevie? And it was quite funny. It's like, you know.
I love
30
that.
Of them.
I love it. And what do we learn from this documentary about this amazing Canadian band and why they've stayed together for so long?
We learned that it's just a chaotic mess. That when it comes together, it makes magic, and it really, you know, touches people and touches the fans. And if you've ever been to Broken Social Scene show, you know that this music can elevate people. And that's the, you know, the beauty of the power of Social Scene.
And why is it called It's All Gonna Break?
It's the closing track on their third record.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like where my documentation really kind of stops, is like around after the third record. It's a double-edged sword where, you know, is this band going to break out into the world and, you know, become something special, or are they going to break up and fall apart?
Right.
And it was just kind of that fine line, and it seemed to fit the film, and it fits the, you know, it fits the band.
And how many hours of footage did you have? I mean, was it a nightmare to edit, or?
It was a monster, yeah. Nine-headed dragon to wrestle down, because I had, you know, maybe 1,000 hours of footage.
Wow!
And by the end, so, you know, it really is just the inception of the band. Right, but there's all sorts of post interviews and stuff like that we've done, and current day interviews. So, you know, it's the hours were plentiful.
I bet. You'll be there tonight for the Cat Florence Presents the Icon series, right?
Yes, it's very exciting.
Oh, it's so exciting. For those of us who haven't seen them live, what can we expect?
Oh, you know what? I don't know what formation. You never know what to expect with these guys.
Yeah, it's always different.
I don't know. It could be 5 of them. It could be 15. I honestly don't know what to expect.
How do you ever book a tour bus if you don't know if there's 5 or 15 band members there?
Well, those guys have it under control when they get together. They've been through, I think they've been through like more than 30 tour managers. I think that's a little, like, you can confirm that with one of the guys in the band, but, you know, that's what I was told. Maybe it's a myth, maybe it's folklore, but.
Maybe, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, we're bringing some listeners there tonight that won tickets to us. We can't wait, and hopefully come up and say hello this evening.
Yeah, please, come say hi.
Yeah, for sure. Where can everyone see the documentary, by the way?
It will be coming out on Crave. The exact date is to be determined, but it's going to do a Canadian indie cinema run, and then it'll be coming out on Crave in the early summer, late spring, maybe.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Stephen Chung. That's Stephen. He's the director of It's All Gonna Break. I can't wait to see you tonight. It's gonna just be so much fun.
Looking forward to it, Billy. It's gonna be great.
Billy and Friends.
Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. The Grand at 101.